Hello everyone, this is Lenka Lutonska from Advantage Woman, your Get Fully Booked coach, and welcome to day 3 of your Money Honey Challenge. Today is a big day. We are going to look at your conversations you hold in your mind on the subject of money, your unconscious beliefs about money, and you're going to start rewriting the money stories that don't serve you. Now, you probably heard this many times before, but it's certainly worth repeating. Your beliefs create your reality. So if you look at your life right now, if you look at your bank account, your current money story, in other words, money patterns you're experiencing, and your day-to-day reality related to money, if you look at your circumstances, all of this is a result of your internal beliefs about money. Now, of course, what we believe about our financial life, what we believe about our ability to make money, etc., etc., can feel really, really real. After all, that's what we live. However, it's very important to realize that, number one, we live it because we believe it, and number two, our beliefs are not set in stone. And we can change them if they don't serve us. Therefore, we can change our reality. So for instance, if some of you are living the truth that says, I don't never have enough money for what I want. Yes, it may be your truth. It may be your reality right now. But it's because of the belief you hold in your mind. And you can change it. Nowadays, there's a new term floating around for money beliefs. And it's called money stories. I believe this term was popularized by Gina Devi. And you know what? I really, really like that term because, of course, our beliefs do create our money stories, what we live day by day. And every story can be rewritten. Don't believe me? Well, then I'd like to remind you of Roger Bannister, a famous runner who in early 1950s announced that he was going to run the 1 mile in less than 4 minutes. Now, what happened? Everyone was laughing at him. Entire medical society and sports society, they knew that to run the 1 mile in less than 4 minutes, it's physically impossible. The runner's lungs would collapse, they would die. But of course, in 1953, Roger ran the 1 mile in 3 minutes and 59 seconds, and he survived. Unbelievable. But what's more interesting than that is the fact that within the next 12 months, about 21 runners run even faster than Roger Bannister himself. So what happened in that period of time? Has the human body changed? Of course not. But Roger Bannister showed that it's possible. In other words, Roger Bannister never had to break through the physical barrier to make that 1 mile in less than 4 minutes. He had to break through the mental barrier. And this is what we're going to do today. When you follow today's worksheet, here's what you're going to do. The first section has got some questions that will help you to uncover your beliefs about money that don't serve you. Then I'm going to introduce you to several ways of how to overcome those beliefs. Now, the first method is very well known. It's called affirmations. Affirmations are basically statements that are opposite of your current limiting beliefs about money. So for instance, if you believe I'm not good with money, affirmation will sound something like I'm really good with money, I manage money wisely. And your job then would be to repeat these affirmations over and over again so they can download into your unconscious mind and can be part of your new operating system. Now, it's not that I want to disregard affirmations, but there is one problem with affirmations. For most people, when they design these empowering statements, I'm really good with money, I'm totally good enough to make lots of money, I totally deserve money. And if we really, really don't believe it, then our brain practically rejects it. We have a little part of our brain called amygdala. And basically, if it's afraid of change. So every time you say to yourself something that doesn't hold the truth, it simply rejects it. So it takes quite a lot of effort to rewrite your operating system of the mind using affirmations. However, I did include them regardless. And the reason for it is because some of those affirmations may feel really good to you, so you can use them. And either way, it's a good preparation for the second method for rewriting your operating system or your beliefs about money, called affirmations. Now, affirmations are one of extremely effective ways to rewrite your beliefs about money using your conscious mind. One of my favorites, I must say. So affirmation is basically empowering question that is the opposite of your limiting belief. So for instance, if your current limiting belief about money is I can never make enough money for what I want, affirmation would sound something like, why can I make more than enough money for what I want? Can you feel the slight difference? When we use affirmations, those empowering questions, why do I deserve lots of money? Why is it okay to make lots of money? Why does money love stay around me? Why can I be really good at saving money? Etc., etc., etc. It really softens resistance in our mind. And here is what else happens. By using affirmations, so basically you will write the list of empowering questions or affirmations unique to you. And when you write them and you repeat them several times a day, and I encourage you to do so, to surround yourself with those affirmations. When you do that, what happens is you are engaging your so-called reticular activating system. Reticular activating system is a part of our brain that is responsible for many, many things. But one of those things that it's responsible for, it's always looking for matches and it always looks for closure. So, for instance, I'm sure you remember a time when you wanted to mention a name of certain author, but you just forgot. And you said, oh my goodness, I can't remember who is that. Never mind, it'll come. So you direct your conscious awareness somewhere else. You'll start speaking about something else. And then a few minutes later or a few hours later, the name of that author suddenly just pops up, right? So this is the reticular activating system at work. Because while, you know, your conscious awareness may be something else, somewhere else, the reticular activating system does require that closure. It needs that closure. So it will constantly look for the answer to this question. What's the name of this offer? What's the name of this offer? And it won't be satisfied until it found the answer. So in a very similar way, this is how we can rewrite our belief system around money very effectively using affirmations. So when you start asking yourself, why can I make lots of money? Why can I make money easily? Why do I deserve make lots of money? Etc., etc. When you start asking these questions, you may not know the answers consciously. However, your unconscious mind, your reticular activating system will continually look for those answers. So it's like your internal Google system, okay? It's very effective. I've been using it with clients in between the sessions. I personally use it with my clients, NLP and timeline therapy, which is very, very effective. But as a preparation or in between the sessions, I give them this task. You know, I'll design the questions with them and I'll ask them to repeat those questions several times a day. And what I found that within just a few days, lots of those beliefs really soften and lots of them also disappear. They become invalid in their mind, which is exactly what we want. So that's the second method, affirmations. So of course, you will want to surround yourself by affirmations and affirmations. So whether you use the post-it notes, or I personally like to record myself if I want to get rid of some limiting beliefs. So I'll design a new affirmations and record it and then listen to it several times a day. Use your creativity, but surround yourself with your new operating system about money. And then the third method, which is my absolute favorite one, and it's probably the most effective one, is to simply start making new choices. It's about practicing functioning, thinking and making decisions and behaving from the place of having no limiting beliefs about money. So this is where I'll guide you, with just a few questions is, what would you do today if you didn't have this problem? Because when we choose a new behavior, that's where we're practicing a new state of being, and we're practicing faith and self-assurance, which is just uber important. And it's all about, all of this work really is about faith and self-assurance, because there is more than enough money in the world. You have all the resources you need to make more than enough money for you, but it's about tuning into that power and believing it. So ladies, do enjoy today's work. It's the worksheet is slightly longer than usual, but it will ease off from tomorrow. But nevertheless, the effort you put into rewriting those money stories, money beliefs that don't serve you, and mastering your internal money conversations in your mind is effort definitely worth taking. So enjoy, and until tomorrow, bye-bye.